Good morning. I'm just admiring the lights on the tree. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you on this Hump Day Hallelujah morning from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Don't you just love a Christmas tree all lit up in preparation for Christmas? I think our tree is particularly pretty, and I think our tree at our house is pretty as well. I hope you have some Christmas decorations in your house. This time of year, whenever we're home, we go ahead and turn on the lights on the tree because it just makes a difference. It makes the house warmer. It makes it a little bit brighter, and it just changes the feel of the house. And it's always good to get it set up, and it's always sad to take it down. But I find the tree is a good reminder that there's something different about this time of year, especially when it's a little darker outside, where there's a little more light inside, where it reminds me that this season of Advent waiting is a time of expectation and waiting. And it reminds me to slow down when my schedule allows, and to pause and to reflect on the beauty of the tree in our home, and to be attentive to the beauty of the lights on the houses I'm seeing as I'm driving down the street. I hope you've had time already during Advent to pause and to make time to reflect on the wonder and the beauty of the season, and also to prepare your heart for the celebration of Christ's birth. Here, our Advent theme is All Creation Waits, and we have a daily devotional that we have published, and every day on the social media platforms, that daily devotion is available for you to hear, to read along, and to sit and ponder, and to receive. This week, our theme text is from Ezekiel and the 37, the Valley of Dry Bones, and today's reading in particular encourages us to be attentive to the word of the Lord. So that's my encouragement to you today and for the rest of this season, that you would find the time and the space to be in God's word, to be attentive not only to reading scripture, but to hearing scripture and to prayer, that you might hear God speaking to you in this season of expectant waiting. Waiting is not a passive activity. We can be preparing and should be preparing as we wait. And that shouldn't just be buying gifts and wrapping them and baking, but preparing ourselves, our hearts, our minds to receive the gift once again of Christ's only Son, born in a humble manger in order that he might give his life, in order that we might have new life through him. So join me in admiring the tree, and I invite you to, when the situation is correct, not while you're driving down the street, but to take some time to pause and reflect and listen for God calling, for the word of the Lord coming to you in one of the many ways that God speaks to our hearts. Have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you in worship. And next Wednesday for another Hump Day Hallelujah.